Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 10:09, and we do have Becky Barnhart who joins us online with our report from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
Oh, it's just going fine and dandy. The morning got away from me, and I called in a little late, so I apologize, but it's always nice to call in, and it's even better when I can start off with adoptions, and that's what I'm starting with. Everyone has heard me be speaking about Sirius, our dog. He was a young dog that looked like the old man, and he had some kind of some little health issues. He was adopted. In fact, we talked on Thursday, and he was adopted on Friday. And I so desperately wanted to call in and say, guess what? And I thought, no, I'll wait. So anyway, Sirius has found a wonderful home, and it's one of those that we're so happy. He had been with us since last September. So when we get these long-term guys adopted out, it is a huge celebration. And along with Sirius, we also had Oreo that was adopted and Bait. And again, they had been with us for a while. So it's so always, like I said, it's really fun to get the long-term guys out. We have a new supply coming in daily. If you're missing your pet or if you know someone that has lost their dog, please call the shelter or better yet, go out. We're at max. We've maxed out space with these dogs. We're just shuffling to try to keep everybody in the right kennel. So we just had a few come in this week and had a really small little white dog that came in. We've had a pretty little tan that kind of almost looks like he's a lab mix come in. So every day, Animal Control is bringing them in. And fingers crossed, a lot of times they are reclaimed before the day is out. We also have some situations where we've got court dogs, but maybe it's been a bite situation. And again, no rabies, so they stay with us for 10 days. And those kind of dogs also take up space, but that's the way it is. It has to be. So anyway, if you're looking for a pet, I'm telling you this is the time because we've got quite the variety. And I'll remind everyone, on this Saturday coming up, the 18th, Coffeeville Friends of Animals will be at Tractor Supply from about 10 to 2 or 3, just depends on how the flow of people go. Danny's taking several of the dogs with him that he thinks have just got great potential, would make great dogs, and so come out and see the dogs away from their regular environment. It sometimes gives you a much better, clearer picture about how they can be, around other people and just walking on a leash. So that is this Saturday coming up. Speaking of special events, yesterday we had the cookies and cuddles, and I've been calling it cupcakes and cuddles. I do think that's what they called it last year. But anyway, this year it was cookies and cuddles, and it was not for adoption because most of these are dorm students, and pets are not allowed in the dorms. And you don't want to surprise mom and dad when they come see you this weekend with a new animal. So no adoptions. That's not the point. Wasn't for that. The point was to help these kids. This is getting to be a nervous time. We have finals coming up in the semester. There's some changes in their lives that are about to occur. They've left their pet at home possibly. So Danny took Goldie, which is our shelter dog. She's beautiful. If you've ever seen pictures of her, she's kind of a red and white, almost a collie-looking dog, and she loves attention. She's very well-behaved. She can sit. She can shake. And Danny said she was just in hog heaven yesterday with all those kids, coming in and loving on her and giving her treats. And then he took another little white pup that came in. I bet the dog doesn't weigh 5 pounds. She's the tiniest little thing. But he took her along, and he said, I didn't realize a dog that small could eat that many treats. But anyway, two great representatives of the shelter. So it was a huge success. They had it inside due to weather. But he said, well attended, and makes us proud that we can do something like that for our students at the college. So those were the special events. As you know, 15th is come and gone. So H&R Block's campaign for donations for the shelter is probably over now, but I was in there the other day, and oh gosh, it's wonderful. All the food and toys and things that you don't usually buy at the shelter. You have to think, which do we really need? Some really cool toys came in. So thank you to everyone who donated, and that'll go to the shelter and be well received. So thank you for that. Speaking of things that we need, sometimes people say, what can the shelter use? Kitty litter is what we've got. Really some nice kittens and grown cats at the shelter right now. We're great on kitten food and cat food, but the kitty litter, we could certainly use it. And they like the Walmart brand of, you know, it doesn't have to be the expensive, fancy kitty litter. Walmart brand is fine, or any off-brand is fine. And dog food, please. Puppy food, adult food, and bleach. Those were the things that kind of stuck out, saying this could help us. And treats and toys, always. And that just goes without saying. We can always do that. So we have a staff at the shelter. The other day I noticed someone wanted to know how many employees are out at the shelter. And actually there are three. We have three employees out there. And one of them is there all, two of them are basically there all day long. One of them works the morning shift. So it's a nice crew out there. Two nice, very nice ladies, and Danny makes number three. So it's a great group out there. Now, let's talk about some of the animals that are up for adoption. As I said, we've got some kittens that are just cute as they can be. There's two little black kittens. They're probably about 8 to 10 weeks old, and they were out running in the front lobby yesterday or the day before when I was there. That playful stage, as cute as they can be. So if you're looking for a very young kitten, we have two to select. There are some older cats that were in the cat room. One looks like a kind of a gray stripe. He's a male. He's about a year old. Very nice cat. And there's also another one that is, she's a black calico. Half of her face is tan. Half of her face is black. She's also available. So there was another cat out there that I couldn't find a name for her. So we do have some selections out there if you're looking for a cat or kitten. And on our dogs, now some of these dogs, Danny will be taking Saturday to Tractor Supply, getting them out of the shelter, and they are available for adoption. Some of these dogs will be sponsored, and that means adoption fee, it's been paid. So, and therefore we can take them and have them fixed, spay or neuter, and then when you adopt that animal, it's ready to go home with you. So some of them that we will have there on Saturday would be Bailey and Beagle, and Bailey and Beetle, and they are cute, cute dogs. They are both males. They're small to medium in size. They're either probably a lab pit mix. Very nice dogs. We also have kind of a terrier. We've got one that looks like a little terrier. He's got white and brown spots on him. We also have Mickey. Mickey is a sweet, sweet dog. It's brindle in color. It's a male. He's been described as just a real goofball. So he has lots of fun in him, and he would make a great puppy. Daisy is still available. And we also have Buzz and Woody. So those are probably the ones that he's going to be taking to Tractor Supply on Saturday. And a lot of times he'll take them, leave them there for, you know, an hour or two, whatever it seems that they're comfortable with, and then he'll switch out, bring some new faces in. We've been very happy with this situation. Last time there were four adoptions that took place. So it's worth the time and effort, and we thank Tractor Supply for helping us with this. We are there 7 days a week, except, listen to me, 7 days a week. We are there. Someone's there working. Open to the public, not on Saturday and Sunday. Those 2 days, they close to the public. The rest of the week, there's someone there from 8:30 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. So come by. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. The telephone is now working. It was ringing off the wall the other day. So that telephone number is 620-252-6060. And Facebook, Danny's putting some new pictures on this morning. He said he was out there this morning, took some pictures, so there'll be some new, fresh pictures of the animals available on our Facebook page. That's CFA, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. I can't think of anything more. I kind of ran off without my notes this morning, so I'm winging this. And, of course, after you're there enough, you kind of know what's going on. Faces come and go, but I do ask that people please go to Facebook and see if maybe if you're missing your pet particularly, or better yet, come out and look and identify your dog, and let's get some of these babies back home.
Fantastic. Well, hope folks can take advantage of the nice weather in between the storms and stop by the shelter and check it all out.
Well, like I said, we've made some improvements out there, as you know. You know, partnering with the city, we've made some neat improvements, and it's kind of rearranged some things, and it looks clean, and it smells clean, and it's a very nice environment. But the better environment, as we all know, is somebody's home. So come out and adopt a pet.
Fantastic. Well, again, we do appreciate everything that's going on out at the shelter. And let's see. I think Matt will be with you here next week as I'm heading out to Vegas. But we'll see you when we get back.
Well, weren't you in Vegas about a year ago?
I've never been. No.
Oh, okay. I thought you had gone one other time, but it's an interesting place, and most of the time people say about 3 days and you're ready to come.
You're overwhelmed.
It's a little overwhelming. Yes, lots of people, lots of things to do, and there's, you know, you don't have to be in the casinos. There's lots of other things to do. It's a fun place. It really is. But 3 days, and how long are you going to be there?
I think I'll head out Wednesday, so it'll be like 4 days or so.
Oh, well, that's not too bad, yeah. So. Well, I hope you enjoy yourself and safe travels.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you.
Okay.
Well, I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
That's right. All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's Becky Barnhart here with our report from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And we'll get back to your calls here for Open Line in just a moment. So for those folks on the line, stay on hold and we'll get to you here in just a sec.